Yorde, Simen Reish Sameh Dalet. Mi Ro'i Lamul, who is fit to do Bris Mila? Ubameh Malin, what do you use to do the Bris Mila? And Ketzad Malin, how do you do Bris Mila? Sif Aleph, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, says the following. Itmar, Minayin Lamila Begoy Shehi Psula. How do we know that a goy is not allowed to perform Bris Mila? So the Gemara gives two answers. Daru bar papa mishmei derav amar viata es brisi tishmor. It has to be someone who's included in the bris, and the guy does not have a bris. Rabbi Yochanan says himo, someone who has a mila can do bris mila. So the Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the two psukim. Is there a nafkamina? Everyone agrees the guy not allowed to do bris mila. What is the nafkamina between the two psukim? So the Gemara says the nafkamina will be a woman. So it's a little hard to exactly understand this. It says, according to Rav, the first opinion, a woman's not included in the bris. She doesn't have a bris. She can't do the bris. According to Himo, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they say a woman can do bris. Why? Because it's true, a woman doesn't have a bris, but we're not going to say she's not part of Hashem's covenant, so it's as if she has a bris. So what's the difference? Why don't we say that by the first part? I don't understand exactly how that works out. But whatever we said by the first one, we can say by the second one. Whatever we said by the second, we can say by the first one. I don't know. I didn't study it to the end. But the Gemara turns a woman doing bris mila on not just her son, but on any baby, as a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says no good. Rabbi Yochanan says it is good. And the Gemara says, how can you say it's not good? The Pasuk says in Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu did not do Bris Mila on his son. The Malach wanted to come and kill him. The Pasuk says, Batikach Tziporah Tzor, Batichros. Tziporah, the wife of Moshe, took a tzor, a sharp object, and she did the Bris Mila. So, if it was good enough for the wife of Moshe, it should be good enough for our women. The Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily how you read the Pasuk, even though that's how we read the Pasuk, but the words could be read, not Vatikach, that she took, but Vatakach, which Rashi explains means Ayideh Shaliach, like she gave the knife, whatever it was, to a man. Vatachreis. And she instructed him to do the bismillah. And that's what the Gemara says. The Umra, the Inish Achrina, the Avad, that she told another man to do it, and he did it. Or, she started doing it, whatever that means, and then Moshe Rabbeinu came and finished off the job. Okay? So, if you hold a woman's allowed to do bismillah, you read the Pasuk, the simple way, the way it's written, the way we pronounce the Pasuk, our creed would be the creed. If you all the woman can't do the bris mila, so you kind of have to have a creed and a ksiv, and it's as if it says something else, not that she did it, but that she basically instructed someone else to do it. Tosa says that he wants to bring down that we should paskin like Rav, that a woman cannot do bris mila, but then he says that the Bahar paskin like Rav Yochanan, and the post can bring down the Riff and the Rush, also passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that a woman can do Bris Mila. Now, usually when you have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Yochanan. So the simple psak should be halacha k'Rav Yochanan. Tosfos has a whole calculation based on something else in the Gemara, that this should be an exception to that rule, and we should pass it like Rav. But it's a big machlokes Rishonim, and we're going to see now that seems to be a machlokes Achronim as well. So let's look at Shochanach. Simin Reish Samit Dalet Sif Aleph. Hakok Sherin Mamul. All are kosher to do Bris Mila. Hafilu Eved, even an Eved Knaini. Isha B'Katan. So the Shochanach here is paskening that an Isha is kosher, like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, okay, which is that's what the Bir Agra points out in Ois Beis. The Bir Agra says, the Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, usually we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, and that we said is the psak of the Bahag and the Rif and the Rosh, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about an Eved? An Eved, we're talking about an Eved K'naini. So the Ber Hagola over here, in letter Aleph, the Ber Hagola points out the Eved. That's the end of the Ber Hagola. First, he brings out. Let's look at the Ber Hagola. You have the Ber Hagola Ois Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan, right? We have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan. The Yalef of Baruzar Daf of Zayin and Al. That's the Gemara that I read to you. Mehimo Yimo. The Mila Begoi Psula. A guy can't do Mila. Ukemaskonas Hagemara Shan. The Didei according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a woman. Keman the Mahala Damya. It's as if she had a bris. She obviously can't have a bris, but it's as if she has a bris. And therefore, if that's the reason, then she should be kosher to do bris mila. Okay, that's Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. That's Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. A woman can do bris mila. What about the Eved? Continues the Ber Hagola. The Eved Yadua the Dino Ki'isha. We know we have a Gzera Shavah Lala Mi'isha that Eved K'naini is included in this that a woman is included in. And therefore, Eved Dino Ki'isha. Sounds like the Ber Hagola. The same sounds like, although it's a little hard to understand, the same focus we have by the woman we're going to have by the Eved. I'm sure there's a lot of deep Torah on this, but I'm not fully familiar with it. It sounds a little bit like this brisker rub that discusses women and Megillah reading and Av Hanei Bosones in the beginning of Maseches. I think it's Erechah. So it sounds like something he would discuss. Now, look at the Bira Gra. The Bira Gra Ois Aleph. When it talks about the Eved, Le Divrei HaKol. Not like the Bira Gola. That's his grandfather, great grandfather. The Gra came from the Ber Hagola. The Ber Hagola says Eved is like an Isha. So the Machaber passed an Isha's mutter. So Eved is mutter. Says the Ber Hagola, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's the Divrei HaKol. Everyone's going to agree. It'll be Isha. The whole Machlok is by an Isha. Why is the Machlok is by an Isha? Because the woman doesn't have a Bris Mila. But in Eved K'naini, he has a Bris Mila. So it's a different set of rules. Usually you have a connection. The woman's pater from Sukkah, the Eved K'naini is pater from Sukkah. Woman's pater from Lulav, the Eved's pater from Lulav. Woman pater from Talmud Torah, the Eved's pater from Talmud Torah. But over here, where the reason the woman is pater is because she doesn't have a bris, that's not relevant to an Eved, and Eved has a bris. So that seems to be a machlokas here between the Ber Hagola and the Bir Hagra. How far do you take the connection between the Eved and the Isha? So the Vilna Gaon wants to say that everyone's going to agree that the Eved can do Bris Mila because he himself has a Bris Mila. Okay, V'katan, he doesn't have Das, the Bir Hagola says, she ain't Tzarech Lishma, you don't need Lishma, and that same Bir Hagola at the end says that the Katan Adif mi Eved v'Isha. They're all kosher to do Bris Mila, but the Katan is better than the other two. Sherei, Osi Lavo L'chlau Mitzvah, because the Katan is going to come to reach an age of mitzvos, and he is included in Bris Mila. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. So let's start again from the beginning, just so it flows. Hakol Ksherin Lamul, everyone is kosher to do Mila, Afilu Eved, Isha V'Kata, even an Eved K'naini, a woman and a Kata. V'Orel Yisrael Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila. We said that if his two brothers died from having a bris, we're not going to do a bris on him. So it's not that he's against bris mila, but he's concerned that it's going to kill him. So Aral Yisrael doesn't have a bris, but the reason he doesn't have a bris is because his brothers died. Look at the Shas of Katan Aleph. Abba Meskavin La'afir Bris Lo. If he doesn't have a bris because he doesn't believe in it, now the bris is usually given to a baby 8 days old without his official approval. But if the person doesn't, he was in Russia. Now he couldn't do bris. Now he came out of Russia. He can't do bris. He doesn't believe in it. So if he doesn't believe in it, that's a different story, which we'll get to in the Ramah as well. So here talking about he doesn't have a bris because he was afraid he's going to kill him. So obviously, even though an Eved, an Isha, Katan, Arel can do bris mila, but if you have a normal, healthy man, so that is, he comes before everybody else, and he's the one that you should pick to do the bris. Now, the Taz points out, and we mentioned this last week, that, what is it? His two brothers died from Mila, so the parents didn't give him a bris. Does that mean he never has a bris? We seem to say that there's a discussion. Maybe when he's 3 years old, they do a bris on him. Maybe he gets older. You know, do we say that because his brothers died on the eighth day, so he can never do a bris until 120 his whole life is dangerous? It's not so clear. So the Taz points out, if he could do a bris, but he didn't do a bris, then he certainly should not be doing bris to other people. Okay, how God notes says Rama, the Eish Omrim, the Isha Lo Tamul. Some say the woman should not do bris mila. Okay? This is the opinion of Tosfos, who paskins like Rav. And concludes the Rama, the Chenogin Hadr Achar Ish, and that is the minig to go after a man and have the man do a bris, not the woman. So it sounds like Sfarim hold the woman can do it, and Ashkenaz and hold the woman can't do it. Now, the way Rabbi Akiva, there's a huge Rabbi Akiva Eger here with different versions of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he said like this: if it were just the Yeshua and the Isha lo tamu, a woman shouldn't do a bris mila, so then he'd be arguing. But says v'chei nogin, that's the minhag to go after a man. That seems to significantly water down his psak. Because if a woman was possible, was no good, so then don't tell me v'chei nogin hadar achar ish. Just stop right there. And in fact, right, that's what the Shach says. Sifkat Nebeis lo yadana my kavah. I don't know what he's talking about. The Gan the Machaber saw God lo kavah mekulam. The Machaber agrees. You always go after an adult man. That he should do the bris. And if you mean that it's no good, so just say it's no good. Why are you saying v'chein ogin? So that's what the Shach talks about in Sifkat Nebeis. And the giant Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, you're not going to find it, but because it's buried in the middle of this giant Rabbi Akiva Eger. But he says, after Harama Kasa B'Yesh Omen D'Isha Lo Tamul, even though the Rama says a woman shouldn't do this, let me come back home. Nevertheless, the Kasa B'Lo V'Chei Nogin Hadar Acharish, once he adds those words, V'Chei Nogin Hadar Acharish, Mashma, it sounds the Meicha Shud D'Chayshina L'Kacha V'Derech Hidr. Sounds like it's a hidden mitzvah, it's better. About me'ikr hadin k'sheir olamo. Sounds like me'ikr hadin, the Rabbah agrees that the woman could do bris mila. Or he wouldn't add the words, v'chein nogin lahadar achar ish. Those words are not necessary. It waters it down. So it's not clear that there's really such a big machlokes here at all. At first glance, it looks like a huge machlokes, kosher pasul. Now it seems like it's not really, they both seem to say the same thing. The way they understand the Ramah, the Mechaber also said, so, basically the Ramah, meaning if you have problematic people to do the bris, so the Mechaber would tell you to have a woman, and the Ramah would not necessarily tell it depends who are the problematic people doing the bris. What's wrong with them? But, okay, so that's a discussion, how to understand this Ramah. It is a Machlokes. Big machokes Amorayim, and it is a big machokes Rishonim. It seems to be a machokes Mechaber Ramah, but the poskim are pointing out that the last line of the Ramah seems to kind of water it down. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Aval God, but a guy afilu mo, even if a guy has a bris, his bris doesn't count. Lo yamul klal, he shouldn't do bris at all. This is very, very common. The doctor, the goyish doctor in the hospital, did the bris. V'imal ain't so lach so lo mopam shnia. So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, if the guy does the bris, he shouldn't do the bris at all. But if he did, it's done. Sounds like it's good enough. How God knows says Rama. It's a big machlokes Rishonim. V'yeshorim dechayavim lach so lach v'menu dam bris v'chein ikur. Some say if the guy did the bris, so you still need to do hatapas dam bris. Draw a drop of blood from the place of the mila. You cannot leave just the bris of the guy. The bris of the guy is nothing. Now, it's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like. You know, you don't need to do another bris. Well, you can't do another bris. You cut off whatever there was to cut off. So it's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And here, the Shach and Sifkat and Gimel says, Ube Beis Yosef Kasav, Shegamba Svar Rishon Avodil is that. That even the Shulchan Aruch agrees, you don't do another bris. I personally don't know what that means, because you can't do another bris. sounds to me like you're doing nothing, but the Shach points out that in the Beis Yosef wants to say that even, I think this is Shitas HaRambam, Beis, right, this is Shitas HaRambam, that the Beis Yosef says that even the Rambam, even though he doesn't say explicitly, the Rambam would hold you also have to do a Tavis Dam Bris. So we have another Machlokes Shulchan Aruch Rambam that looks major. The guy did the Bris, sounds like Shulchan Aruch says it's good enough, and the Rambam says no, it's not, do a Tavis Dam Bris. But now the Shach is telling us that the Beis Yosef, which is the author of the Shulchan Aruch, of course, writes that even the Rambam, who says do nothing, agrees it's not that you're doing nothing, you're not doing another Bris, which Taylor doesn't understand because you can't do another Bris. But even the Rambam would agree, you need to do a Tafas Dam Bris. And that's what the Bera Gola points out here in Oiz Gimel. The end of Oiz Gimel. She'ef she'shigam a Rambam o de she'soch la'atim min a Dam Bris. Ed she'entrach la'chso ve'lachtoch. Okay, I don't know what that means, practically speaking. But, and I don't know what the Sephardi poskim would say. But the Ashkenazi poskim are saying that even the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beis Yosef, Even the Shulchan Aruch would say that you should do again Hatofas Dam Bris. Okay. Continues the Ramah. Mumar l'chol Torah kula. He doesn't believe in Torah. Oshu mumar l'arlis. He doesn't believe in Bris Mila. Dina okay, guy. He has the status of a guy and should not do Bris Mila. The Shach says, if Kadendal, Dino Kagoy, Kalamad, Indian Mila, Dino Kagoy. And the Shach Dvarim, Mumala Aris Lavi Kagoy. The Mumala Dvarecha, Lavi Mumala Chavdar Kula. If someone doesn't believe in a mitzvah, that makes them a Mumala Dvarecha. It doesn't make them like a guy, a Mumala Kala Torah Kula. So if he doesn't believe in Bris, he can't do Bris, but it doesn't make him like a guy for other halachas, for Shchita and for Yayin, things like that. Tinok. Okay. Tinok, Shehutzuchu Lamulo, Tosh Shmonim, Nei Sakana. This is a Rashba, which is also very hard to understand. You have a baby, and for medical reasons, they need to do a bris on the baby within 8 days. Says the Ramah, Ein Chilok Ben Yisrael Goy. There's no difference if the Jew does it or the Goy does it. They call Tosh Shmonim Lo Mikri Mila. Because within 8 days, doesn't not call Mila at all. Okay, this is super problematic. Why is it super problematic? Because we learned back in Reish Samech Beis Aleph that the Ramah himself said, if you give a bris before day eight during the day Yatsa, it's good. So why over here is he saying it makes no difference if the guy does it or the Jew does it? He himself said if you do the bris on day six, it counts.
Okay.
And here he's saying, have a guy do it, no difference. So the poskim discussed this theory. The Bera Gola here says, Perish, le'inin chiyah mamua de Yisrael dafka. There's no chiyah to have the Jew do the Mila right now, because the chiyah Mila hasn't set in yet. Amar imol Yisrael, but if a Jew does it, tol shmona karo yatzah. But if a Jew in fact does it, he's yatzah. K'moshe kasa Ramah, like the Ramah himself told us, in Simon Reish Tanu Be'isif Aleph. The Malu Goy Karoi Tok Shmona, if a Goy does it, so then the Das HaFros Ramah Kan Tzarek Lahatim Mimena Dam Bris. So he's saying there's no obligation to have a Jew do it because the obligation of Mila hasn't set in. But if a Jew does it, according to the Ramah, you yotze. And if a Jew, although over there we said that you probably should do Hatavas Dam Bris. The postkin there said to do Hatavas Dam Bris. They disagree. There's a Machlokes, there's just a Chumrah, the Ikra Adin, Abach, Ashach. I was at the end of the Shach over there, I believe. The Bach says to go to Chumrah. However, the Shach holds it's Me'ikra Adin. You have to go on top of his numbers. Okay, but the Rabbah holds it Yotzeh. So we'll have the Jew do it. No, but right now the Chiyav hasn't set in, so the Jew doesn't have to do it. But if the Jew does it, you're Yotzeh, according to the Rabbah. The Shach will say, the Bach will say, afterward, day 8, do Atavas Dambris. And the other poskim will say, well, anyway, now Yotze. But according to the Ramah, he should tell the Jew to do it. But he says, no, the Chiyav doesn't say it. The Jew doesn't have to do it. But yet, if the Jew did it, it's good enough according to the Ramah. the Bach and Shach will say, do a Tavis Dambris. If B'diabit, the guy did it, then it's like we just said, the guy does a bris, he should do a Tavis Dambris. Okay, this is discussed, all the posts are discussed. So this is a Tshuva's a Rashba. Okay, the Taz brings down the Rashba and Sif Katan Dal. Okay, continues the Ramah. Miu. In this Shu, Tzitzir Ma'akmin Esamila. We'll discuss this more in the coming days. If he didn't do a full bris, he did 90% of the bris, but there's still things there that prevent the fulfillment of the mitzvah's Mila. O Shemavlo Para, there's two parts. There's cutting off the foreskin and then pulling it back. If he didn't pull it back, so then the bris is not finished. Then Yigmor Yisrael HaMila L'Shvara. So this is very obvious. Why he needs to tell us this is not clear. And obviously you need to finish the bris. The bris wasn't done properly. And Tzitzin HaMakas HaMila means it's B'diyevi, you're not even Yotze. So then the Jews should finish off the bris. Either Yigmor Yisrael HaMila L'Shvara, either on the 8th day, or it could be that that's too difficult because the baby needs to recover first, or the Akashi Yisrapi, or after the baby heals. Continues the Ramah. V'yesh l'adam l'asu l'hadir achar moral about bris ha'yosu tovitzab. You should find the moral, and about bris is the tzaddik who holds the baby. You should find the biggest tzaddik you can find. That's why the Gedolei Yisrael are busy half the day doing tzaddikos for bris mila. Okay. Continues the Ramah. V'nasu l'echad. If you gave either the to be the tzaddik, or, I mean, the minig, in general, a lot of Rabbanim will not take tzaddikos. If the minigus will learn is only to give one tzaddik once to a person per family. Only once per family. And a lot of Rabbanim won't take it if the grandfathers did not have an opportunity to be the tzaddik yet. So the minigus to give it to the grandfathers. The grandfathers are not observant, so then it's... If they don't want it, that's great. If they do want it, then it gets complicated. Mm-hmm. So if you offered, I guess he's talking about both, the tzaddikos or the to be the moel, so you gave it to one person. You're not allowed to go back and change your mind. The Taz brings down Yeshua because of the pasuk that says, you should be honest and truthful. And if you told someone you're going to give him something, you should give it to him. You shouldn't back out. If you back out, then you're in violation of being somewhat deceitful and not honest. He continues, Mutter the cross of Russia. You can call a person who's dishonest a Russia. Now, the Taz goes on to say, let's say I gave it to one person. And then another guy shows up who's my best friend. He's my brother. He's whatever. And if I would have known he was going to be around, it's clear, if I would have known he was going to be around, I would have given it to him. But I thought he wasn't around. He surprised me. He flew in from Chutzlar. Something like that. So then the Taz says that he thinks is okay. That you can back out.
Explain to the person.
And if it's very clear had you known he was going to be here, you would have given it to him all along, then you're not a violation of being dishonest. However, Miu, in Chazabo, Have Chazara. But let's say you have no good reason for backing out and you back out. You're not supposed to do that. You're a bad boy. Patch, bad boy. But it's still, if you back out, you backed out. Like he can't take you to a Din Torah and force you to make him your Sandik or your Mo. The aim of is that Kibul Kinyan. Even if he made some sort of Kinyan, the Kinyan doesn't work. It's you make a Kinyan on some sort of verbal appointment, the Kinyan doesn't work. About Nishbala, but if he mamish took a Shavua, which you shouldn't do, you shouldn't have to take a Shavua, you shouldn't take Nidarim, we shouldn't take Shavuos. More and more, like if you're the little kids in second grade, Nishba, Nishba, we don't swear, we don't promise, period. But if the person took a Shavua to give someone a Sandikos, or the Bidimoyal, if he was dumb, he shouldn't do that. But if he did it, Kofino Soshikai, then he has to fulfill what he said he's going to do. If he gave it to one guy, the guy went out of town. The guy's not around. So the father's nervous. He said he's going to be here. He's not around. I heard he went out of town. He's not going to get back in time. Traffic! I don't know if he's going to be here. That caused someone else to come to do the bris. The first guy flies back. He has a helicopter. I don't know. He managed to get back through traffic. He was not expecting him and he showed up. So now you offered it to two guys. This is the original guy, but you already had a backup. Who gets it? Yemalena Harisha, the first guy that you gave it to gets it, if he's back in time. The Vade Lachazam and Harisha, because you appointed a backup. The backup does not mean that you're taking it away from the first guy, it's just a backup. And it goes to the first one. Isha in Echolite La'acher Lamo, the woman does not have a right to, I assume it means go against her husband. If she does not have a husband and she appoints him to do Bris Mila, okay, she's not chayev to appoint him to do Bris Mila because it's on the father. There's no father that goes on the Bezdin. But Bezdin means, you know, it's the obligation of the Jewish people. So she's part of the Jewish people. She's the mother. So I assume here means that she's like going against her husband. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I didn't say what I'm talking about. Isha eini yechola liten la'acher lamo. Dari eini sheikha b'mitzol amulah b'na. She can't give it to somebody else. What does it mean to somebody else? I assume it means her husband gave it to Reuven. She wants to give it to Shimon. So her appointment of Shimon does not count because she's not the mitzvah is kashet tzva oso elikim lo oso kiddush daf chavtes that we learned back in Siman Reish Samet Aleph last week, and therefore we go after the husband and not after the wife. If God forbid there's no husband and the wife, you know, even though again Nikah did, she's probably not chayev to take care of it. The best is chayev, but she probably should take care of it, and she obviously would take care of it. So that is your day, Reish Samet Aleph, Sif Aleph.